If you have spent any time looking into preparedness, you have probably run across the idea of a survival bag. Search around a little more and you quickly discover something confusing. People talk about bug-out bags, get-home bags, everyday carry, kids' bags, and vehicle kits as if they were all different things. That is because they are. There is no single bag that covers every situation, and chasing after one perfect bag is one of the most common mistakes a new prepper can make. The truth is simpler and a lot more useful. Preparedness is not one bag. It is a small system of bags, each built for a different scenario and a different window of time. One helps you leave home fast. Another helps you get home when you are away. Another rides with you every single day for the small problems life throws at you. And still others are shaped around specific people or specific threats. The right bag for you depends entirely on what you are most likely to face. This article is a map, not a packing guide. It exists to help you tell these bags apart, understand who each one serves, and figure out which one deserves your attention first. You will not find lists of gear here. Instead, you will walk away knowing which bag matches your life today, and where to go next to build it properly. Think of this page as the front door. Each room beyond it has its own dedicated guide waiting for you. Why there is no single preparedness bag? The phrase survival bag sounds reassuring. It suggests that with one purchase or one weekend of effort, you can be ready for whatever comes. Unfortunately, that idea falls apart the moment you look closely at real situations. The problem you face during a house fire at 2 in the morning is not the same problem you face when your car breaks down 20 miles from home. A weekend camping mishap is not the same as being displaced from your home for 2 weeks. Each of these situations has its own timeline, its own starting point, and its own goal. A bag built to solve one of them well is often the wrong tool for another. That is the heart of the matter. Preparedness is about matching a response to a scenario. When you try to build one bag to handle everything, you end up with something too heavy to carry in an emergency, too bulky to keep with you daily, and still missing what you need for a longer event. It becomes a compromise that serves no situation well. A better way to think about it is direction and time. Some emergencies require you to leave home quickly. Some catch you away from home and require you to return. Some are small, daily inconveniences that never rise to the level of a true emergency but still demand a quick fix. And some stretch on far longer than a few days, forcing you to live away from your normal routine. Once you sort emergencies this way, the different bag types stop feeling random. Each one exists to answer a specific kind of trouble. The rest of this article walks you through those bag types one at a time. The goal is not to make you build all of them at once. It is to help you recognize which situation is most likely to touch your life, so you can start with the bag that matters most to you. Everything else can follow when you are ready. The bug-out bag and the get-home bag. The two most talked about preparedness bags are the bug-out bag and the get-home bag. They are best understood as a pair because they solve opposite versions of the same core problem, being in the wrong place during an emergency. The difference between them comes down to direction. One is built to help you leave home. The other is built to help you return to it. The bug-out bag. The bug-out bag, B.O.B., is designed for a situation where you must leave your home quickly and cannot stay. Think of events like a fast-moving fire, a chemical spill nearby, a flood warning, or any order to evacuate on short notice. It is often described as a 72-hour bag, meaning it is meant to support you for roughly 3 days while you get clear of the danger and reach safety. The whole idea is that it lives ready to go, so when the moment comes you can grab it and move without stopping to think about what to gather. The bug-out bag is for people whose biggest concern is a threat that could force them out of their home. If you live in an area prone to wildfires, flooding, severe storms, or industrial hazards, this is likely the bag that speaks to your situation most directly. It answers a single clear question: if I had to leave right now, am I prepared to? The get-home bag. The get-home bag, GHB, flips that direction. Instead of helping you leave home, it helps you get back to it. This bag is usually lighter and is kept where you spend time away from home, most often in your vehicle or at your workplace. Its purpose is to support you if something happens while you are out and normal travel is no longer possible, leaving you to make your way home on foot or under difficult conditions. The get-home bag is for commuters and anyone who regularly travels a meaningful distance from home. If you spend your days across town, work in a city center, or simply drive enough that a breakdown or road closure could strand you far away, this is the bag that fits your life. It assumes home is your safe place and its only job is to bridge the gap between where you are and where you need to be. Between these two, the choice usually comes down to a simple question. Are you more worried about being forced out of your home, or about being stuck away from it? Your answer points you toward which of the pair to build first. Each of these bags has its own detailed guide, because each deserves more attention than an overview can give. Everyday carry and specialized bags. Not every readiness layer is a bag you stage and wait to grab. Some of it travels with you constantly, and some of it is shaped around a specific person or a specific threat. These variations round out the system and help it fit the way real people live. Everyday carry. Everyday carry, /post/everyday carry, often shortened to EDC, /glossary/EDC, is the always-on-you layer of preparedness. Unlike the emergency bags, which sit staged and ready until a crisis calls for them, everyday carry is with you all the time as part of your normal routine. It exists to handle the small, ordinary problems that come up in daily life long before anything reaches the level of a true emergency. These are the minor moments where being just a little prepared saves you frustration, time, or a trip back home. What makes everyday carry different is how constantly it is present. It is not something you go and get. It is simply on you, every day, without much thought. Because of this, everyone benefits from having some form of it, regardless of what larger threats they may or may not be preparing for. It is the quiet baseline beneath everything else, and it is often the easiest place for a casual prepper to begin. Specialized and scenario-based bags. Beyond the main bags, you will run into several specialized variants as you learn more. These exist because some people in some situations call for a more tailored approach. One common example is a kid's bug-out bag, /post/kid's bug-out bag. Families with young children cannot rely on a single adult bag to cover everyone. Children have different needs, and giving a child their own age-appropriate bag helps a family move together during an evacuation without leaving key concerns on one person's shoulders. If you are preparing for a household rather than just yourself, this is a variant worth knowing about. You will also encounter vehicle kits and scenario-specific bags built around a particular threat. Earthquake kits, flood kits, and dedicated vehicle bags all fall into this group. They are shaped by the specific danger a person faces most. Someone in earthquake, /topic/earthquake, country thinks differently than someone in a flood zone, and these bags reflect that. They are not replacements for the core bags so much as focused additions that address a known local risk. The point here is simply awareness. You do not need every specialized bag. You only need to recognize that they exist and understand who they serve, so you can spot the one that fits your circumstances. Which bag to build first? Seeing all these bags laid out can feel overwhelming and cause analysis paralysis. It is easy to conclude that you need to build every one of them immediately, which usually leads to spending too much, spreading your effort too thin, and finishing none of them. That is the wrong takeaway. The goal is not to own many bags. The goal is to have the right bag ready when it counts. That means choosing a starting point. The simplest way to prioritize is to think about which scenario is most likely to touch your life. Preparedness works best when it is aimed at real risk rather than imagined worst cases. Start with the situation you can honestly see happening to you. Start with your most likely scenario. If your biggest concern is being forced to leave your home, whether from fire, flood, storms, or a nearby hazard, begin with the bug-out bag. It directly answers the fear of having to evacuate with no time to prepare, and it gives you real peace of mind knowing you could walk out the door ready. If you spend a lot of time away from home and worry more about being stranded, begin with the get-home bag. Commuters and frequent travelers get the most value here, because the odds of trouble finding you on the road or across town are simply higher when you are away often. And no matter which of those describes you, everyday carry is a baseline that benefits everyone. It is small, it fits into daily life easily, and it starts building the habit of readiness without demanding much from you. For many casual preppers, it is the natural first step precisely because it asks so little and gives back steadily. One good bag beats several unfinished ones. Whatever you choose, commit to it fully before moving on. One solid, complete, well-thought-out bag is worth far more than 3 half-built ones scattered around your house and vehicle. A finished bag is a tool you can actually rely on. An unfinished bag is a false sense of security, and that can be worse than having nothing at all because it makes you believe you are ready when you are not. So, pick one. Build it properly. Test it, understand it, and trust it. Then, and only then, look at what comes next. Progress in kit preparedness is measured by completed bags, not by how many you have started. Preparedness is not a single purchase. It is a system you build one piece at a time. You do not need every bag today, and trying to have them all at once usually leaves you with none you can trust. Instead, look honestly at your life and pick the one bag that matches your biggest risk right now. Build it completely, learn it, and rely on it. Once that first bag is solid, the next one becomes easier, and the system grows naturally from there. Staying educated and taking one clear step beats waiting for the perfect plan. Start with the bag that fits the situation most likely to find you, and let your readiness expand from that strong foundation.